This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
All right, today we celebrate the South African National Association of the Blind and, partially sighted persons. I know they're doing a wonderful job. We need to be fair and honest. Right, and we always say that lack of, access to information is a major stumbling block, for persons living with disability. And that is why their main aim is to reach out to the broader, South African community about the services that their organization provides for the visually impaired. That's our breakfast champion today.
Absolutely, Mr. Jones. We're talking to the marketing officer at the South African National Association for the Blind and Partially Sighted Persons, Bokamoso Phahlane, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you doing, ma'am? Thank you for joining us.
How are you, ma'am? I'm good, and you?
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. Now, we'd like to hear a bit more about the South African National Association for the Blind and Partially Sighted Persons and how it actually came about in terms of the work that you're doing.
Yes, the South African National Association of the Blind and Partially Sighted Persons is an organization that was solely created to serve the needs and to service the visually impaired people around the Capricorn district, but mostly South Africa. It's just that due to funds and everything, lack of funds and everything, we are not able to relaunch on other provinces. So we serve the visually impaired people by deploying a community developer. We have a program called CBR. We deploy a community developer who conducts home visits to various villages around Capricorn districts where we have beneficiaries across all different villages. So they go there and then they equip our beneficiaries with assistive devices such as canes, and they also equip them with money templates, signature guides, or if there is a lack of information, maybe a person became visually impaired during the early part, the later part of his life, that's where we also come in. So those are some of the tasks that the organization does. And it came about to be as a result of realizing that we don't have many organizations that serve visually impaired people around Limpopo.
I mean, you've already mentioned some of the programs that you are offering support in. Maybe let's look at some of the challenges that an organization like yours faces.
The challenges mostly is lack of funds, because these assistive devices that I talk about and these home visits that the community developer needs to conduct, they travel, they use money to travel. We need money, funds, and these assistive devices, we also buy them and we don't sell them to our beneficiaries. We just give them for free, all of these assistive devices. We don't buy them. And our other beneficiaries that are here, where we teach them computer literacy, how to operate a computer as a visually impaired person, they are hiring. They hired rooms around Mahodi. So our vision is to build an accommodation for them where we can house them there without having them to rent across Mahodi. So we need funds.
Yeah. So, from what you're mentioning, funds is what you would need as assistance from the community. Now, if the community or someone in the community wants to come through and assist, where can people find you for more information, as opposed to looking at maybe how they can match up with other programs that you're running? Where can they find you?
We're based at Moleji, Mahodu, Ramongwana 1. If they just say behind Hakwa High School, they will find us, or they can also contact us on 079, that's our WhatsApp line, 079-547-0687, or they can send us an email on admin@sanabp.co.za, all small letters, or they can call our office line, which is 015-1011-328. That's right. Where they can reach us for further inquiries and other things.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Bokamoso. And we wanted to just celebrate you today as our breakfast champion, to celebrate the work that you are doing in our communities and to just encourage you as well to keep on doing this amazing work. That's marketing, the marketing officer at the South African National Association of the Blind and Partially Sighted Persons, Bokamoso Phahlane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.